We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the Alex Donner Show on a Friday, Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Always like our weekly chats with Larry Bluestein, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. But man, the way that Larry, whether he's covering baseball or he's covering football from the prep level up to pros, because a lot of the players are now in the pros or players that Larry covered when they were like in fourth grade putting pads on for the first time. This guy is an absolute wealth of knowledge. He joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved two blocks south of their old location. Get there now. And you know, Larry, when we talk to people on a Friday night, they're gearing up for the weekend, they're making their party plans. What does a Larry Bluestein weekend look like? Because I imagine there's a lot of spring practice watching, probably a lot of film breakdown. What is the average weekend like in the Bluestein house?
Well, you picked a really good weekend to ask me that question, as I'm sitting in the parking lot in Deerfield Beach watching Deerfield Beach, who's going to be one of the top Class A 8A teams in the state of Florida, go through their intra-squad scrimmage. So it starts off that way, and then Saturday morning at 9, I'll be at Trask Powell Stadium in Miami for Miami Central and Miami Carroll City, and then we end up at 1 o'clock with a intra-squad scrimmage for Miami Northwestern, defending 6A state champion. Did you really want to ask?
No, I'm glad I did, because I figured the answer would be something along these lines. You are grinding 24 hours a day, my man.
Yeah, but you know what? I enjoy it. I get an opportunity. I had a chance to go up to see minor league baseball, a couple of Marlins prospects, and if you get a chance on WQAM.com on a website, we have that prospect, the fish report, as we told you before. Trying to attract the minor leaguers. It's been an emphasis of the new ownership to get the minor leagues going, and we're bringing everybody up to date every week on different facets of the entire organization, and it looks good. I think from their Class A team, which is the future of this program, with some of those good trades paying off, things look good down the road. But everybody else is doing the same, and Miami just has to get through this first draft, with the new ownership, and then we can start to pass in judgment on what type of job they're doing.
Right, and you know, Larry, every time every week or so, it seems like Mark Richt is adding another quality verbal commit, and you get a 4-star linebacker out of St. Thomas pledging his allegiance to Miami within this past week. Okay, can you talk about the work that Rick seems to be doing every month of the year?
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, he and his assistant coaches, no matter where you go, during this spring evaluation period, last night I had an opportunity to see Mike Rumpf at the Cardinal Gibbons, had a scrimmage, and he was there along also with the new defensive coach. Coach Jessen had an opportunity to see him last night as they were looking at some of the prospects. But that's what it is. The visibility of this staff, coupled with the way that Mark Richt is as a coach, Alex, being the type of guy that he is, you talk about a wealth of knowledge he is when it comes to the sport of football, obviously, is trying to build men. And that's when you hear that, I think there's a great importance, and a lot of people don't pay attention to it. When a coach says, we're trying to build men and trying to build character, that's a great thing, because that goes way beyond the football field, and that's what Mark Richt is doing. So when you have those programs at Miami, these kids are come from solid backgrounds who meet the approval of somebody who has spent a lifetime of molding and shaping young men.
Larry, I saw today that the University of Miami they've come out with a turnover chain bobblehead, where it's like it's a bobblehead of Sebastian the Ibis wearing the turnover chain. A year ago, right after the season, I had kind of questioned whether or not they should even bring back the turnover chain. I thought maybe they should retire it. I have since completely reversed my stance on that because I hear these stories, Larry, and you can attest to this, how big that turnover chain is in recruiting, because every recruit wants to put on that turnover chain.
Well, first of all, Manny Chang and I will be online to get those. I can tell you that right now without hesitation.
Manny Chang probably already has one, and they've not even printed them yet.
But he and I have stood online for bobbleheads at Marlin games, so that's something that we'll definitely do. And yeah, I think it has caught on. I told you, when I was watching highlights last year of a program up Walla Walla, Washington, in that area.
Nice.
And they had that turnover. I said, what? Mark Rick messed it up. I told you, he should have gotten it patented. And, amazing. But, yeah, something like that, you'd be surprised how it turns these kids on. I mean, to be a part of that, and everybody wants to.
Larry, today started the Miami Dolphins rookie camp, and it was nice to see Minkah Fitzpatrick address the media. I think about all the over-the-top compliments that Nick Saban, who coached that player in college, has given to Minkah Fitzpatrick, saying that this is the best player I've ever coached, and teammates of Minkah at Alabama referred to him as Little Saban because he was like the coach's pet, which I will take that as a good thing, not as a bad thing. How do you see his mold at the safety position really fitting the modern day NFL? And how big is that for a guy who covers high school and college football so closely? How big is it to see a guy who Nick Saban has said, this is the best player I've ever coached?
Yeah, it speaks volumes. And you know, when you take a look at somebody like a Fitzpatrick, he's the guy, and I think you and I talked about this off the air, that he's the type of guy that we've watched the last four or five drafts and said, that guy's got to be in your opening day lineup somewhere. And Miami never had that guy. So now they have somebody who's going to pay dividends and hopefully stays healthy right through camp and right through the start of the season. But here's somebody who has the versatility to play anywhere in that defensive secondary. He's a hitter. He's got great hips for coverage. He's just what Nick Saban said. And, you know, when you think about it, Nick Saban, and everybody knows what type of guy he is. He doesn't waste energy by, you know, just heaping praise on anybody. And I think that speaks volumes of where the guy is, and he'll fit in. Believe me, he's got the IQ, football IQ, and I'm sure they already love him down there. And then once he gets through the mini camp and then gets into summer practice, I think you're going to be hearing a lot of positive things coming.
Hey, real quick, Blue, with the busy weekend you have coming up, what are some of the prospects you're looking at in the high school spring practices?
Well, tonight, obviously, there's a couple of good ones. The senior linebacker, Jimon Eifert from Deerfield Beach, is looking pretty decent. But I'll tell you what's really good, and I think people have a tendency to kind of overlook the talent we have here. But Deerfield Beach may have four of the top class of 2020, which are going to be juniors next year, receivers. Anywhere, 6'5", 6'6", 6'4", and 6'4". The kids can catch. I'm watching them tonight. I mean, they're going to be amazing. Their offensive line. I really think that when it comes down to the state playoff run this year, Deerfield Beach, who promised everybody the last couple of years that they'd be there, may be there this year. They have that type of talent. They're young, and if they do it this year, somebody like that. And getting back to the kid Huff that Miami had a commitment from. I mean, he's a kid that came from MacArthur. Hasn't really played yet for St. Thomas Aquinas, but we'll get a chance to watch him this year. But, you know, here's a guy who's got some size. He fits the type of mold at Miami, you know, an athletic kid who runs to the ball and also gets it done in the classroom.
Larry Bluestein, check out his work at sfhssports.com on Twitter at Larry Bluestein. He is grinding away, whether he's covering the future fish or he's covering high school football. You always get quality stuff from Blue. Enjoy the weekend, my friend.
Thank you so much, Alex. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.